USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has briefed President Trump on his recent meetings with Saudi Arabian leaders and Turkish officials on the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Pompeo is saying the Saudis are clear that the U.S. takes the disappearance of Khashoggi quite seriously.
They too understand the serious nature of the disappearance of Mr. Khashoggi. They also assured me that they will conduct a complete, thorough investigation.
The police commander of Kandahar, Afghanistan, is dead, and two Americans wounded in a Taliban attack on the Afghan city. It seems Taliban members posed as Afghan guards and opened fire during a Kandahar city high-level security meeting. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Fewer Americans are filing for jobless benefits. The Labor Department says 210,000 workers filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, 5,000 fewer than the week before. Analysts were expecting today's number to be right around 215,000, or a little bit more than it was. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein defending the Russia investigation in a Wall Street Journal interview. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
He says he accepts that people are frustrated with the investigation, which President Trump has repeatedly called a witch hunt. But he says eventually the public will have confidence in the results of the probe, which include charges against Russians for meddling in the 2016 election. Rosenstein says that he's trying to avoid public speculation about the Mueller investigation and to keep focused on the work itself.
Remember to find us online. We're at usaradio.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The CDC reports a multi-state outbreak of salmonella linked to raw chicken products. We get an update from USA Radio's John Clemens.
So far, 92 people have been infected with salmonella from 29 states, including 21 people who have been hospitalized. Epidemiologic and laboratory evidence indicates that many types of raw chicken products from a variety of sources are involved. A single common supplier of raw chicken products or of live chickens has not been identified. That indicates it might be widespread in the chicken industry. I'm John Clemens.
Kobe Bryant is being tossed from the jury of a film festival because of a 15-year-old rape charge. A petition calling for organizers of this weekend's Animation Is Film Festival to remove the retired Lakers superstar as a juror. A group called Women and Allies bringing the change.org petition about it. Bryant was charged with raping a Colorado hotel worker back in 2003. The 19-year-old woman claimed the NBA superstar raped her in his hotel room. Bryant said the sex was consensual, and the case was dismissed when the woman refused to testify. Well, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.